saw a headline recently that says business is booming in downtown Whiting, Indiana. They've just landed the Mascot Hall of Fame. Lots of other good stuff happening there as well. We invited the mayor to be with us this morning. We're happy to have Whiting Mayor Joe Stahura. Mr. Mayor, good morning. Welcome to the opening bell.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
That's a pretty cool headline, business booming in downtown Whiting.
Well, yeah, it is. You know, we've been blessed a little bit. In a small town, booming is probably different than what it is to the big city of Chicago or something. But we've been really blessed to have a lot of new businesses come our way, and we're happy to see that.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that. Booming how? I mean, how do you gauge something like that for your community?
Well, I mean, there's only so much real estate in the community, and there's only so many buildings and so many openings. And right now, we're as close to full capacity on our storefronts and our downtown business district as we can be. You know, it's for small towns nowadays, and trying to maintain a traditional downtown, that's a pretty big task. So, I guess that's the most important gauge. And you know, we're glad to see it, and we're looking for more space to put up, and hopefully, we can continue to flow.
It's a wonderful accomplishment, not only a great goal, but a wonderful accomplishment, because other towns are probably listening right now saying, wait a second, that sounds pretty cool, because we have open storefronts, a lot of open storefronts. How have you done it? What's the secret to your success there?
You know, it's not something that happened overnight. It's a long-term strategy that we had to start the turning, you know, Whiting, Indiana, to a little bit of a destination spot. You know, we're not naive enough to think that people are going to come and spend a week in Whiting for us, but we're trying to attract people here to keep the business district loaded, and what we've been doing is apparently working. You know, we have a brand new, or I must say brand new, recently renovated lakefront park facility, so you know, during the summer months, we have a big inflow of people from around the Midwest coming in to use the facilities, use our water park, and rent facilities along the lakefront.
That was 2014, the lakefront park, a big attraction. I know people who've gone there as well. That's obviously a destination people want to go to, but what about, let's say, the Mascot Hall of Fame, some of your other events that you got going? I mean, you have quite a few things happening.
Sure. Pierogi Fest is, of course, our big production every year. You know, we estimate about 300,000 people come into Whiting and visit us for 3 days. And, you know, people get a chance to experience the community and see the festival, and then they come back again. The Mascot Hall of Fame is another piece of the puzzle that we're trying to do to add another tourism component to the city. And the Mascot Hall of Fame is a great partnership with the former Philly Fanatic, a gentleman named David Raymond, who had a virtual Hall of Fame, and we just turned his virtual idea into a brick-and-mortar location. And that'll be opening late this year. We're working on installing all the custom exhibits at this point.
On the Lake Park, Lakefront Park, I saw statistics that said you had 21,000 visitors there, I think. Is that accurate?
Well, we had 21,000 people spend $20 to go on a water park ride. It's an attraction. It's actually a floating water park in Lake Michigan. So that number was just for that attraction alone. Last year, we had around 350,000 cars drive through our park. So for a small little city, we anticipate somewhere in that 500,000, 600,000 people attended or visited the park. You know, we're a city of 5,000, little less than 5,000 people. So when you could, you know, attract half a million plus to our park and 300,000 to the Pierogi Fest and, you know, 40 or 50,000 to our annual 4th of July parade, and, you know, 15, 18,000 to our 4th of July fireworks celebration. You know, those numbers add up, and people experience the city. And, of course, they want to eat in our restaurants, and hopefully they'll shop in our stores. And, you know, the demand is a little bit high right now, so, you know, we're trying to find ways to satisfy it.
And I, you know, I refer to those numbers again to ask the next question. That is, do you have any sense of where people are coming from to visit Whiting?
Yeah, so the 21,000 that came and traveled to visit to use the water park, the floating water park. We had statistics that 19 states were covered, so people came from 19 Midwestern states. Heavily from the Chicagoland area, of course. You know, I like to tell people who say, well, why would you think Whiting could be a tourist location or a destination? And I said, you know, we have 9.5 million of our closest friends that live right across the border in the Chicago metropolitan statistical area. So, you know, we have a large pool of people within an hour or hour and a half drive time of Whiting. And it's not unusual to see a heavy influence from the suburbs and from the city.
You mentioned earlier that most of your storefronts there are full up. How do you come up with new ways of getting businesses involved? I read recently that you're doing a pop-up vendor program. Is that a way to kind of add more to the city?
Yeah, well, the pop-up vendor program was a way to help extend the local businesses who already have a presence in the community into our lakefront park. You know, Lakefront Park is a huge area to where, you know, there's room for other vendors to go out there and help satisfy the crowd that are out there. Like coming up, we have the jet ski race this weekend, and we also have a bike ride. So, you know, we're going to have vendors out there servicing the people who come and look at and watch the jet ski race. So, you know, the local ice cream store, the local coffee shop, the, you know, we have three, our local game store, you know, they all rent for a very modest fee a tent, or they bring their own tent, but they rent the space. And they just set up and, you know, hopefully they can attract new customers or sell some of their wares while they're out there.
What if you had a wish list that you could go and pull businesses into Whiting from? What do you need? What would you like in Whiting?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things, of course, but you know, when you're a small community and you're trying to be a tourism with a tourism focus, you know, a hotel is really probably on our top of our list, and we're working with several developers right now, but our real estate's fairly tight, so we want to make sure that development is it fits us and it's the right fit for the community. A bike shop, of course, is something that we've been working on, and it looks like we are very close to landing that opportunity. You know, with 14 miles of trails between our friends in North Hammond and Whiting, you know, there's an opportunity there to, you know, to at least tap into that market. And we hope to have a bike shop that maybe handles rentals and sales and also repairs within maybe by next spring.
Mayor, people are listening now, probably some of your fellow mayors in other small communities. What advice would you give them to get up and get going like this?
Well, you know, you have to really have a strategy, and you have to, you know, work hard at making sure you stay on point, you know, and you stay focused. We started the idea of tourism-related, changing or transforming our community into a tourism site probably in 2006. And, you know, each year you have to knock one of the hurdles down and you have to, you know, go on to the next step. And over time it builds. And we've been blessed that a strategy and a plan is actually working for us. It's not always that case, but you have to be, you know, pretty persistent and you have to keep working at it.
Well, Mayor, we wish you continued success there and all the best to all the good people in Whiting, Indiana.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Whiting Mayor, Whiting, Indiana Mayor Joseph Stahura, Joe Stahura with us this morning here on The Opening Bell.